it essentially means it's a student who does not have fixed permanent stable housing.
Abja Midha is deputy director with the Education Trust New York. The organization's latest research finds homeless students statewide are half as likely to meet state academic standards as their peers who have never been homeless.
The proficiency rates for students who are formerly homeless are nearly the same as the achievement levels for those students who are currently homeless.
10% of all students who were either homeless or previously homeless took the state's 3-8 math and ELA state tests last school year. Midha tells us here in Buffalo, the patterns statewide hold true for the city district.
10% of homeless students and 9% of formerly homeless students in Buffalo meet the state benchmarks in ELA as compared to 18% for students who have never been homeless. Similarly for math, 7% of homeless students in Buffalo and 9% of formerly homeless students meet the state benchmarks, again, compared to about 18% of students who had never been homeless before. And so I think the pattern we're seeing statewide very much ring true in Buffalo as well when we're looking at both currently homeless and formerly homeless students.
But it's not just an urban issue. Some suburban communities outside the city district in Erie and Niagara counties indicated that nearly 600 ELA test takers were homeless or formerly homeless. Those numbers were similar for math. The Education Trust recommends a range of things, from improving transportation to increasing access to early childhood education.
Looking at students who are in temporary housing at the high school level and helping with the transition to post-secondary education, and then a number of measures around school improvement and the Every Student Succeeds Act plans that the state and the districts will be developing and then implementing. So that this is, I think, an issue that the districts and the state can really tackle from a wide variety of angles.
And certainly this becomes an equity issue.
Exactly. And I think that's how the coalition that we're part of, the Equity Coalition, really does see ESSA as an opportunity to not only advance an equity agenda, but hone in on students in temporary housing, really honing in on what the needs are as well as what the opportunities are under ESSA to help this population.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.